Scott, Dr. Laszlo Metzler is a world-renowned neurologist who is based at the Dent Institute in Amherst. He says a lot of the hysteria surrounding this issue is coming from people who have not examined the students or who have theories that have just not panned out medically.
And I'm trying to bring some sanity into this insanity.
Dr. Metzler says that for a long time, he and his colleagues at Dent did not publicize the cases which were diagnosed months ago because he was afraid of exactly what's happened now, a kind of hysteria that's been fueled by publicity seekers and those on cable TV. Metzler says the three latest cases are very similar to the existing ones.
I can say, as most of the other patients, they're girls, young girls, obviously in the early teens. So similar symptoms, similar town, many of them know each other.
Are adolescent girls somehow more susceptible to this sort of thing?
They are, and I'm not sure if we know why.
Why are you so confident about ruling out any environmental factors?
Half of them are already getting improved, or significantly improved. So it cannot be an environmental fact. It can be a toxin in the brain. Then why are they improving, number one? Number two, there's no toxin that would cause these symptoms. The TCE brought up at national media does not cause symptoms like this. We think we've ruled out everything, environmental, autoimmune, vaccination related.
And to back up what Dr. Metzler just said, within the last half hour, the state health department has put out this statement. And what it says is that it has not found any infectious or environmental causes for the students' illnesses. Now, interestingly, Dr. Metzler did tell me that recently a parent came in with her daughter believing she too had conversion disorder. But when Dr. Metzler examined the girl, he found that out in this particular case that the girl actually did have a case of tics.